Nobody can tell us what the best thing is for a millennial, as a student, young graduated guy, young employee, to avoid the possibility to be replaced by a robot or an algorithm.
Self-improvement, motivation, and everything you need to build your skills and be competitive.
Hi, I'm Agostino, and my motto is live like your future self is watching you. Thinking about my future self that looks at me is a constant of my day. It helps me to be better and to make decisions dictated by the common sense and not by my own desire. Over the years, I wondered how to make my future self proud of me. If you want to know more about my strategy, watch this video and I will show you my future self proud strategy. So if you are a millennial looking for advices on the best strategy to get your job in the future, keep on watching this video. I strongly believe in the millennial generation. You are the most important generation today as young entrepreneurs, businessmen, and also students. You have a huge responsibility toward yourself and to the entire society. You are the most tech-friendly generation, so you are responsible to making the world a better place to live. You really need to build yourself for jobs of your life in the next 5 years. To do this, you need to define your mission, your focus, your goals, perfect your behavior, and create your place in the world. As I always tell you, Bernard Shaw said, you should not try to find your place in the world, you have to create it. And then, if you find it useful, please subscribe to my channel and hit the bell to be notified when I post a new video every Tuesday. So, as I said before, a new technology-based revolution will radically change the world, a new revolution in which will come up some new technologies that doesn't exist now and we don't know yet. The problem is, how can you face the problem to avoid being replaced on the workplace by robots or by algorithms? This is our problem, your problem, my problem now. My advice to you, my friend, is to care about your uniqueness. If you are unique, you do something that is unique, so nobody else can do it, and you can't be replaced by robot or algorithm, because just you can do what you do. The winning choice is to create your uniqueness. But consider that uniqueness is not given by vertical, sectoral competencies. Those competencies you can learn at the university. Uniqueness is given by horizontal competencies, horizontal skills. To be more specific, my friend, you need to cultivate two horizontal skills. Number one, savoir vivre, the ability to live, which is already important, and it's about the way you interact with others and build your network. And number two is savoir être, the ability to behave in the appropriate way in social situation, and this is about interpersonal skills, how you manage yourself and your passions. If you want to know more about this, please watch this video and I will show you how. Planning about creating your place in the world is like designing and building yourself on strong foundations. At this foundation, you can find this foundation just within yourself, refining your senses and searching for your passions that are the only ones that can give you the energy to reach your goals. To put it simple, we can think about design our future with some sort of reverse engineering. Keep clear in your mind, my friend, that motivation is not a self-standing behavior. It is a different thing. It comes from something else. Some people believe that if you are motivated, you can reach every goal you are setting for yourself. But this is really wrong. It's wrong because it is the opposite. If you have the right goals, you can reach the best motivation you need. As I said, you have to think with some kind of reverse engineering in some simple steps. The right strategy, my friend, is about passion and mindset. If you find your real passions, you don't need, believe me, to force yourself to study or do whatever you want. If you really do something within your passions, you will think about it night and day. You will do it without any distraction. You will live for it. So once you have defined your passions, you have to set up your mindset in these 6 steps. So number 1, set your goals on your passions. So grab a pen and a paper and then write down your goals. Let's start and let flow ideas in and out of your mind. Write down specific goals that have to be measurable through time and be able to take action. Measure the risks and how long those goals will take you. Planning your future is like a project management strategy, and that is guaranteed to help you. Number 2, set up a time frame to reach your goals. Make a plan about what you need to reach them. Each goal has to be split in some little goals that require a defined process to be reached. Every process requires time, and every process has an output, a defined output. Set up the output and the time frame for every process will give you the plan of your big picture. Don't forget to set some milestone along the path to verify that your plan is going the right way. Number 3, work hard on it every single day. Don't cheat and don't give up. The only thing you need is take action on every single process of your path. The only talent you need is working hard on it each minute of your day, on each process, on each path you have plan. And number 4, my friend, enjoy the path to reach your goal. Enjoy daily work. Enjoy the path, not the goal itself. Enjoy every single day that puts you in the direction of your goals. You have to plan macro and to act micro. Once you have made the strategy, that's macro, but then you have to work every single day in the micro on the tactics that get every single step of your plan done. Number 5, be patient. Please, my friend, keep in your mind that you are young and you have plenty of time in front of you. You can try everything you want, get the experience from everything, and build up yourself on every experience. You have to think that time is an asset for you, so don't rush. And the last step, number 6, be kind with yourself and others. Kindness, my friend, is the behavior of great men and women. If you are a manager or an entrepreneur or a doctor or whatever, you need to be kind with others, because being kind with others means being kind with ourselves. As I said, my friend, find your real passion, something that makes you feel alive when you think about it. Think about what you need for it and set up your mindset. And remember that, as Gary Vee says, happiness is the ROI of life. Return on investment of your life is happiness. You have to do everything in your life searching for happiness, searching for your happiness. Nothing more, nothing less. Also, if you want to join a community of millennials just like you, I have an online tribe where I share advice and contents on how to build your skills and be more competitive in this highly connected job market. Okay, my friend, see you next Tuesday with a new video. Bye. Thank you.